Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It is weekend. It is Friday. Happy, happy, happy. Right on. 906 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I never want to work. Bang it hard. Thank you, Todd Rundgren and company. Todd Rundgren and team, as sometimes referred to. This is Bob Rose and the team.
I'm team.
Over you here. Are doing good job, team.
Thank you.
I love my team.
Yes, thank you.
Team is there for me.
Oh, yeah. Do what I can.
Greg's the team.
I am.
But, and I guess, you know, Nick's kind of part of the team.
Well, you always got to have a water boy.
Greg said that. Greg said it.
No, it's a good thing. Somebody who hauls the water. That's an old phrase of, you know, somebody who really does the work.
No, Waterboy was a movie that actually was filmed here in Florida. And the person playing Waterboy was Adam Sandler.
Yes, it was.
Who was not playing a role in which he had to push his level of IQ to its limits.
How many Academy Awards did that film get? I don't believe I recall how many Academy Awards there were.
I don't think it was made to get awards. Anyway, we've been waiting on the Florida Ag Commissioner, and we've got him now. And, I don't know whether you've been, hurricane partying it up late or what's going on, but Commissioner, we're happy to have you on the air today.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having me. And I was apologize for being a few minutes late. I was on the line trying to make sure we're getting additional fuel into the state and making sure that we have ample fuel here. And we've got a lot of shortages here, especially in the Central Florida area. We have millions of gallons of gasoline and diesel coming into the state. Obviously, we got to make sure that what's here is safe. The stuff where we've tested stations around the state to make sure there's where the flooding has occurred to make sure there's no contamination. And so our team is working day and night to try to get the fuel in and trying to get, back roads clear. We're doing all the things at once. Search and rescue is obviously going on, getting the roads clear, getting the utilities back up. A lot of our response, we have over 150 members of our chainsaw team that are clearing roads, bulldozers, and all around the state. And so we're a big part of that support system that comes in after a storm and is trying to clean up. And obviously,
Commissioner, I want to try out for the team because I got to practice on the way to work a couple of days ago. A tree was down. It's 4 a.m. It was pitch black out there. I was able to avoid it by swerving into the other lane with my cat-like reflexes, but I didn't want other travelers they probably would have run into the tree. So I did. I pulled over, put the flashers on and everything, got my chainsaw out, and I got that thing off the road. So if there's a spot in that gang, man, I want in.
Well, there's plenty of spots, Bob, in that gang. And, yesterday it's amazing to see our communities come together, people with tractors and chainsaws out helping clear roads. Even in the community where I live, there was lots of trees down. Obviously, throughout the state there is, but we had all types of neighbors chopping trees up and getting them off the roads. And by yesterday evening, I think most of that had been completed, at least on the main, you know, paved roads, arterial roads. And even on a lot of the dirt roads, there were a lot of ways to pass. I mean, they got the whole thing cleared, but they got two-thirds of it cleared where people could pass. And so, but there's so much road damage and infrastructure damage. And again, I think the worst storm than possible we avoided, right? But it's still going to take, it could take up to a week to a week and a half to get power restored in some areas of the state because of the destruction. And, you know, and we're working on all the above. Obviously, we're very concerned about our agriculture. We've gotten generators.
Well, let me stop you there, Commissioner. Give us the bad news. I know you haven't gotten all the assessments in, but a pretty good idea of damage assessments directly related to ag, because we know that will directly impact us as consumers, and it'll impact the state because ag is hugely important to our economy.
That's right. And so we do not have our initial assessments yet officially, but knowing what Hurricane Idalia did, Hurricane Debbie did, you know, we're looking, I believe, somewhere around $500 to $700 million of damage to agriculture. Our strawberry growers in the Hillsboro area, that's a $1 billion a year industry. They lost much of their plastic they have on the ground. A lot of the things that were planted are flooded. So they've got a lot of cleanup going on there. They had fruit in their freezers that we have gotten some generators to. So they're not going to be total losses. But when you look at cattle, fences down, trees across fences, you've had widespread there. The citrus industry, of course, got hit again in that pass. It ripped up a lot of citrus trees, has them underwater. So you've got widespread damage to all of these different commodities. Our aquaculture in the Big Bend has been hit three times in the last 13 months. And so we have a tremendous amount of infrastructure for agriculture that's got to be put back together. We have been talking with the legislature the last few days about a robust program coming in this year to be helpful. And that's kind of where we're going with this is how can we be most effective? First thing we got to do is get the roads clear, get the power on, get the water on, all the infrastructure in place. At your state fair, we're housing well over 400 head of horses. That were protected from the storm. And so, you know, we've got a lot of displaced animals like that. And so we've got to work to get the infrastructure back in place, and then we can then sit down and work on a robust cost share type program, loan program, as we did after Idalia, to put things back in place.
Were there any bright spots, silver linings, anywhere where you thought it's not going to be good, and then it turns out maybe in some areas you actually were pleased that they weren't as damaged as thought? I mean, I'm just looking for some positive stuff.
Yeah, well, the positive stuff, I would say, is more of how much response we've had from all of from the governor and his team, right? The 50,000 linemen that are here are doing yeoman, you know, God's work, trying to, you know, get our electricity back on. I think they're being very successful.
Yes.
The pre-planning was well done. And then, you know, of course, there was a little more negative outliers was the tornadoes that came in and did a lot of destruction along, mostly in the east, central and east Florida. But if there's bright spots are, it's the when you see all of the sheriff's office, all of our first responders are really doing a great job of cleaning up, getting debris out of the way, getting to people in need. The animals that were saved, like I said, we saved over 400 head of horses just alone right there at your state fair in Tampa. But there were many more hundreds moved out of the area as far away as Jacksonville. So people did respond. If you want a bright spot, people evacuated.
Right.
This was nothing like Helene. People evacuated. There's been reported a few deaths, but not nearly like we had in Helene. And so that was a big bright spot that people did heed the warnings. They did stay away. And if you're listening in the affected areas, I would say please stay home as much as you can. Don't go out driving on the roads and rubbernecking. You've got all of your first responders and utility trucks out there trying to get everything restored. And the less traffic there is, the quicker the job they can do.
Hey, real quick, let me change gears real quick, though. This Amendment 3, that is the recreational marijuana thing, I'm going to have a law enforcement official on soon who is for Amendment 3. And if you could just give me two of the main reasons why you're against it.
When you think about Amendment 3 and you think about the what have other states that have done this, what has happened to those states? Because you hear things like, well, it's going to raise hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue so we can have more law enforcement. That's a fraction of what it takes. So if you have adult marijuana, you're going to have a lot more accidents. So, you know, we've done a great job. MAD has done a great job of trying to get not drinking and driving and the awareness of those things. You can smell it going down the roads today. People are driving. There's a lot of that type of, you know, marijuana smoking in cars. If it's legalized, I think it will embolden people to do more of that. So you're going to have a lot more deaths from traffic accidents. And then generally, anywhere you go in Florida, if you're in a downtown today, you can smell marijuana. And if in a lot of places, and then if you do you want to really smell this at football games and beaches and parks and all the things. So I think if you get a legalization of adult use, you're going to have a lot more DUIs, which would be DUIs with marijuana, and you're going to have, which is going to lead to deaths and you know, and those things. And you're going to have this tragically all over our state. And I think between those things, it's just going to make us a different place. And we're a tourism state, right? So we rely on families to come here, and I think this will be a hindrance. So I think it'll be a negative impact for our tourism industry.
We always appreciate your input, the information you share with us, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. I'll let you get back to work, and I know you're working hard for the folks, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
We have, always our pleasure. We will talk to you again soon. Yeah, coming up at 9:35, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith's going to join us because I saw, you know, where he is supportive of Amendment 3. I want to get his take. That's coming up in a little bit right here on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pump it up. It is Friday. We've been waiting for the weekend. Many have been working for the weekend, and here we are. It is 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm ready to get back to normal, whatever that's defined as. For me, cool temperatures coming our way. We certainly are going to get that. It's going to be gorgeous today. Fall is in the air. You know, the leaves are going to be changing. Pumpkins, pumpkin pie comes to mind. Football as the Gators tomorrow night take on the highly ranked Tennessee Volunteers in Neyland Stadium on the banks of the mighty Tennessee River. All right. Go Gators. Speaking of not too far from that area, actually, people who have been, you know, the victims of these terrible storms in North Carolina, where they've had, like, roads washed completely out. And when you lose roads and bridges, Yeah, it's pretty hard to get around up there. So the Rock Church in the Gainesville area, the Rock Church on West Newberry Road, they are collecting Friday and Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. So today and tomorrow, 9 to 4, you can bring items there, and they are going to get them to North Carolina and to the people in need. Water, 5-gallon jugs, 1-gallon cases of water, water test kits, baby formula, diapers, wipes, all that goes with that. Food, cereal, and canned goods. Good idea. Other non-perishable items that do not require water for cooking. Keep that in mind. Clothing must be boxed and folded and labeled with size and gender. No just big bags of general clothes. That just turns it into, you know, more difficult than it needs to be. Home supplies, blankets, lanterns, batteries, toiletries, rubbing alcohol, hand sanitizer, trash bags, laundry soap, toilet paper, paper towels. I think you get the idea. The folks that, think about it, they really, many of them don't have anything. So just think about that, and if you can help out and share your blessings, it will be much appreciated by the Rock Church and, more importantly, by the people in North Carolina that find themselves in need. And it's one of those things where, you know, yeah, you can be a pull-yourself-up-by-your-bootstraps kind of guy, but when transportation's down, roads are destroyed, and you've had washed-out bridges, life is going to be extremely difficult, and that's when everybody does help out. So, appreciate it. Thank you in advance for that. Wall Street Journal, citing anonymous sources, claimed Wednesday that the new Hamas chief, you know, because they've been good about knocking him off, the new Hamas chief now has demanded his terrorists increase the frequency of suicide bombings. Just think about that for a minute. There are kids on college campuses that are pro-Hamas. I know some of them are just pro-Palestinian per se. That's okay. But if you're singing things like, you know, from the river to the sea, that means the extermination and wiping out of the state of Israel and Jews. Okay? So if they're doing that kind of thing, they're very pro-Hamas. Mm-hmm. I just, in America, people would march and protest in favor of terrorism.
Wow.
Terrorism cannot be accepted as a modus operandi for political change. Once you've done that, you think the world's chaotic now? Once you say, yeah, if you blow up enough people, enough things, murder enough innocent people, then politically you can have your way. That's my logical mind. Laying out the, you know, what happens if we follow this path kind of a scenario. And there you have it. It's pretty clear. Sean Diddy Combs, can you imagine being, this is where it doesn't matter how rich you are now, because he got denied bail again. And the judge has set the trial for May 5th. In the meantime, imagine multi-millionaire.
Wow, yeah.
And he has to sit in a jail cell. And his attorney comes out, really should keep his pie hole shut. Because what he said was, I mean, if he's working to the benefit of his client, is what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, that, you know, Sean's only, you know, real issue, the difficulty, you know, he's facing is the food.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of the food, apparently.
What, you think?
I mean, why would you even bring that up? In, think about it. In the case of the charges that have been alleged and filed against you and your client, I mean, and you would even mention something that would be considered highly trivial when you think about the trafficking of human beings for the purpose of, you know, sexual deviancy.
But the food's not good, Bob.
Yeah.
The food's not good.
Oh, let me give you the list here. He was arrested following a federal indictment that accused him of more than a decade of abusing, threatening, and coercing women and others, racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, obstruction of justice, among other crimes.
Wow.
So, I didn't even name all of the charges. He's already pleaded not guilty. He'll continue to try to secure bail. But again, at the recent hearing, judge says, no bail. You're not getting out. And your date is May 5th. I don't like the food.
Yeah, it doesn't make you really look very remorseful, does it, for all the crimes you've committed?
I can't imagine many people feeling a lot of sympathy toward him at this point.
No, not a bit.
No. Not so much. Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, but coming right up after the break, we're going to talk to Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith. We've had him on the show recently a couple of times. I want to ask him really specifically after we talk storm, but I want to talk to him about Amendment 3 and the weed. He's for it. And I'm going to ask him, really, how's that work? So we'll talk to him in minutes. 97.3 The Sky.
For you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio.
Thanks.
You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, of course, you know, digging out, recovering from Milton. Most of the people in our listening area have been very, very fortunate, especially, you know, instead of folks like in Sarasota or even the tornado kind of events that we had and substantial loss of life. So, you know, we've been very, very blessed, most of us in this area. Right now, joining us, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith. Chief Smith, how you doing, sir?
I can't complain, sir. Woke up to a beautiful morning. Say a little prayer for our friends to the south of us. And, you know, just amazed at how many lights have been turned back on since yesterday. Our utility, our linemen have really done a phenomenal job, but that comes from the leadership from the top. And the way we prepare for it versus other states and locations. And, you know, just amazed at how fast Florida's come together to start the recovery.
Now, in Bradford County specifically, are things getting back to normal? You're going to have businesses open? Everybody's got power?
Yes, sir. Everybody's back up. Everybody's got power, getting ready for a football Friday night, going over to Newberry, play for a district championship. So trying to get things back to normal here while also preparing others to go and assist those in need around us and to the south of us to try to help out any way we can there.
The Tornadoes and the Panthers doing battle on the gridiron tonight.
Absolutely.
That should be a good game. Hey, we've been talking about this Amendment 3 on and off for a while, the recreational use of marijuana. You know, I've talked to the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and others in leadership positions. They're not real fond of this bill. Part of it is just the way it's laid out. I saw you on TV, and a handsome fella you are, but I was like, hey, is he doing a commercial for Amendment 3 for saying yes?
And yeah, I did, and that was on my own will. People said, what did you get back? Nothing. I spoke at a public meeting. I was asked how I felt about Amendment 3, and once I gave my true feelings on it, it was like throwing gas on a fire. Everybody wanted an interview. Everybody wanted to talk about it. They come up and ask, would they do it? And I said, sure, I'm that passionate. Too many young lives have been ruined over something that, to me, is less harmful than alcohol. You know, and then you look at the – they always try to use their excuses of what's written in the constitutional amendment, which is sad that we've let it come to a constitutional amendment. This should have been done, something that should have been done years ago in our legislature. And right now we have the best governor, we have the best legislature we've ever had. And if this thing was to pass, I'm sure they'd come up with a statute that is better than any place else in this country. So even the red states that have gone to recreational marijuana, if I could grow my own, I'd be for it. Well, they can add that in that statute. Well, it doesn't say where the tax dollars go. Well, I don't want it to be like the lotto.
Right.
I think we've gotten smarter since then and take those tax dollars and use it. But the big thing is, like in my jurisdiction, back in 2019, once hemp became legal, you know, it's allowed to have up to 0.3% THC in it. So every smoke vape shop just about that you can come across sells this stuff, and they don't care who they're selling it to because of the rules of the game. And I can tell you from Bill Cervone at the time, I'm sitting here looking at the letter, says probable cause because hemp and cannabis are indistinguishable by sight or smell. That alone is no longer sufficient probable cause to go forward. So in charging, because of the uncertainty, all the above, and the problems noted below, my recommendations is that if an officer can meet the odor standard and wishes to charge, that be done by sworn complaint. So it kind of took any bite that we had in possession of marijuana. There are people we can't hire, people that can't get what I call a career job because of some misdemeanor arrest of marijuana. We know that it's safer than alcohol. That's been proven through all the American Medical Association and those type things. I just think if it passes, and it's a shame that it had to be on a constitutional amendment. I just really don't like that. And people say, well, it's not in there. Well, you're right. Constitutional amendments are single issue. It's like Amendment 4. Totally opposed to Amendment 4 just because of my belief. That's my personal belief. That's one of God's blessings, but that's a whole other issue. About Amendment 3, it's single issue. Once it gets there, you have 6 months to create a statute that can allow certain things that they want, or we're going to do standalone stores. Nothing worse than driving through my community and seeing all these smoke vape shops, and they're selling anything and everything to anybody and everybody. I want it to be something if it's just me. Some counties may be like the old dry county, so we don't want any in our jurisdiction, as you see in some states. Others may say, we don't need but one, and it's got to be standalone, and they can only sell, and you got to have an ID. So, yes, we can create the boogeyman if we want to. At the end of the day, I had to search my soul. Most of the people that get a medical marijuana card don't need it, but they don't want to break the law, so they go and get one.
Right, right, right. And that's what I've said. Look, if we didn't have medical marijuana, then I would be, you know, very much in favor of this. But they say it's just going to be a big billionaire company or two that's going to control the whole thing. That's not really freedom. That's not freedom for Floridians. Governor DeSantis always says, you know, Florida's free. You should be able to, you know, grow your own, in my opinion. And like you said,
absolutely. Maybe I do too.
Yeah, maybe that'll be rectified by the legislature. I also thought I did have to chuckle when you talked about dry counties, because don't you really have a long storied history in Bradford County of moonshining?
We do. It's a big history. But why do I have to buy it now? I can go to the liquor store and I can pick, well, I want a beer, I want wine, I want 80 proof, I want 100 proof. No different. People say, well, the marijuana today, well, yeah, back when we grew up, it was the less than 3% homegrown stuff. We go to the liquor store now, pick your poison, whatever it may be, pay your sin tax. But I want to make sure that we're able to direct those taxes to education. I think education is where it belongs. I think that's how we make. I was a big DARE officer back in the day. That's where we start with our kids. You know, in states that have come up with recreational marijuana, studies have shown that teenage use amongst marijuana is down. Opioid deaths are down. It's how we control it. We don't want to be a California. You know, which is funny. California was one of the first states in our country to ever make it illegal, and they were one of the first states in the country to make it legal. But they're a mess. I've been out there. It is a stinking mess.
Let me ask you about this. As a law enforcement officer, you know, you pull people over when they drive erratically. What about that and people under the influence of marijuana getting behind the wheel?
Yeah, and there's ways of dealing with that now. As you know, when we stop you for alcohol, we still have to do the field sobriety test. And that's where you find most of your probable cause to go forward in making a DUI arrest. Well, we make driving under the influence of marijuana now is illegal. The biggest problem we have now is people driving under the influence of their medications that are prescribed by a doctor. That's creating some of our biggest mess that we have.
Yeah, yeah, you got me there. I'm sure that does take place. Heck, they've done studies where sleepy drivers are just as dangerous as people that are high, stoned, or drunk.
Can I tell you the worst one now? Texting and driving.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I ride a motorcycle.
God bless you. You're braver than me, and I got brothers that love them and build them. But I'm hard. My truck's been hit everywhere but the title. I need to be on all wheels I can get.
Wow. All right. So you're still an advocate for number 3 on the amendments. You say some adjustments you feel like could be made in the legislature.
We got the best legislature we've ever had, and the best governor. I'm telling you, his leadership. Look, I don't agree with him on this one, but he's still the best governor we've had. I'll put him up against any governor in the country, in our legislature. You look at what we've got there now in protecting the state of Florida and our leadership. And me and my wife don't agree on everything, but we still sleep in the same bed every night. And I'm still with Governor DeSantis.
Well, there you go. All right. So you've made excellent points, and this will give people, you know, they'll have conversations and hopefully make a
read the amendment, and we should be reading all six amendments, by the way, all six, because there's some very misleading things on a couple of the others that just that grinds my gears. But read this, because people say, well, if I can do this, or it doesn't state this, read the constitutional amendments before you vote on them. That's all I ask.
Yeah, and we appreciate it very much, and we appreciate you being candid and talking about this issue. And we will let's make it kind of a regular thing where we touch base with you.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate what y'all do, because without y'all, y'all are the real media. It gets out the message to the listeners, and I can't ask for a better show than what y'all do every morning, because I tune in.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate that very much. Sheriff, you stay safe and keep everybody safe in Bradford County.
Same to y'all, my friend. And go Tornadoes.
You know, I was going to say that, and I thought, should I? And then the sheriff did it for me.
There you go.
Thank you, Sheriff.
There
all right,
go.
Sheriff Gordon Smith, Bradford County, includes Stark. And, yeah, it was funny how he didn't deny that.
The
moonshine, the legends. There's legends there, folks, and some people might still be alive, connected. So I'll just kind of leave it there. But
good move.
Yeah, it is interesting. I don't know how much flexibility there is in the amendments after the fact, and that was one of my questions. You know, what will the legislature do? And I think the sheriff was absolutely right when he said, "Look, it shouldn't have came to an amendment on the ballot. This should have been handled through the legislators." And he gives them a lot of credit. I'm going to give him some credit, but I'm also going to say there's a lot of gutless wonders who run around calling themselves conservatives. And, you know, in firearms, we've seen their true colors.
Yeah.
They won't allow, you know, the open carry thing to happen in Florida. They try to shut it down right before it even gets out of any sort of committees.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the same people that go, yeah, we're all pro-freedom, we're all pro-Second Amendment, we're all this,
except
all that. Yeah.
Well, the whole long gun thing with, you know, the 21-year-old.
They changed the age.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you took law-abiding citizens in that age group and said, oh, we're denying you your constitutional rights. Sorry. Too bad.
You had them, but now they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here we are, Greg.
Here we are.
What do you want to talk about? Shaquille O'Neal's coming.
Yeah, that is thrilling.
Going to be the Grand Marshal of the Avery Gainesville Holiday Parade 2024. This will be, I believe, our second parade, right?
Yes, started last year.
This was not a big parade town. They do the homecoming thing, and they said that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, finally some great folks started up like a veterans on parade,
right?
That whole parade, and then now we have us recognizing Christmas. That's a step in the right. Don't call it Christmas. Sorry, holiday parade.
Holiday parade, because Christmas has that word in it.
But we celebrate everything else. You always see the banners,
parades,
especially
banners
near the university.
Paint your sidewalks.
Every week is a different kind of celebration.
I was glad to see that this worked out with Shaq. It's interesting because a few weeks ago, was at a get together with some friends, and the guy who, you know, good friend of the show, who actually is the one who knows Shaq and reached out to him. We were talking about it. He goes, "Yeah, I got this call on my personal cell, you know, from downtown Gainesville," and he said, "Hey, we'd like to do this. Can you, you know?" And you got to be careful with people. You don't want to, you know, cross lines of you know, what's proper or not, and friendships and business relationships. And but he reached out, and apparently Shaq said yes, and so here we go. Gotta love it.
Basically, I think it was something like, hey, if you want your kid to remain at UF, you're going to be here at the parade.
Well, you don't want to really push it that far, but no, I'm kidding.
No.
That's not
the Shaq daddy loves people. He
yes,
really
he does.
He's the real deal. He's not fake. I had a good friend that met him years ago when he first came to Orlando, and he couldn't have been more down to earth. I have another very good friend that has had some dealings with him personally, said the same exact thing. So we like us some Shaq around here.
So we got a weekend coming up, a weekend that we're not preparing for another storm, we're not preparing for a hurricane, we're not having to go buy gasoline and stock up, and it's like, Well, what do we do now?
Oh, yeah. Fake alert. Yeah. Fake alert. Oh, there are people that are passing along this fake map with a fake storm coming our way. It's all fake. That is not happening. Don't pass stuff along. At least, you know, I don't know what to say, but it just...
We have this thing so many times. Don't share something until you do your homework. See who sent it to you, not just your friend that shared it. Go look at what they shared and where that came from.
In the case of a pending tropical disturbance, you've got the National Hurricane Center, you've got the National Weather Service, you've got National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You have several sources that you can look up.
Go look.
Yeah.
On your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just hit share. Oh, I got to share this with all my friends. No, you don't. Just say no
and
to the
share. And don't hit share. I think Sonny tried that once, and you see, he didn't last long.
Yeah, but I wish we'd kept him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Really, tell us how you really feel, Greg.
He was the good conservative. I mean,
yes, he was. Things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you want to share with us. It is your turn next. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Welcome back to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. I know it's been a while, but we were spared by the storm. I'm very happy about that. I had a really full calendar with doctor's appointments and such. I have my youngest nephew, my sister's youngest boy, is getting married on the 13th. I didn't think I could make it because of the storm, some doctor's appointments have been canceled, and I got my fanny on a flight for tomorrow. I'm going to New York to see my grandbabies, my children, and be there for the kids' wedding. Have a great day.
Oh, you have a great time, and I know you will. That's awesome. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. This gorgeous weather is making me smile. And that Bradford County Sheriff, he's making me smile. He sounds like a great guy.
I knew you'd love him.
Oh, yeah.
And
how do we know that?
He said there's real estate available if you're looking. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Two things. I don't smoke pot. That's not it. But anyway, I went to the Hawthorne Food Store. There was this guy there, and he had two doggies. One was dropped off, and he didn't have much. So I went into the store, and I got him some doggy food, and we talked a little bit. He was just sitting there having a soda pop, and he was so grateful, riding his little bicycle with his little doggies. It was just touching to me.
Aw, thank you for doing that. Jeff, good morning. What's making you smile?
So I was looking for something, and I found it. I remembered where I put it. Man, that's making me smile.
It is some of those small pleasures in life that it, right?
It is.
You're like so happy. Like,
yes.
I thought I lost it for good.
Yeah, there it is.
Nostradamus, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'll tell you what's making me smile. I'm getting ready to dehydrate some persimmons in between cleaning up and listening to your show. And I really appreciate Sheriff Smith calling in. We got a good group of sheriffs in this area, and what really makes me smile is that Sheriff Smith said he listens to your show every day. That is awesome. He seems like a great guy.
I agree. I agree, and I took that as a huge compliment. Warpy, what's making you smile?
Hey, these hurricanes know there's only two sexes. Get it?
Wait, say that again?
Hurricanes know there's only two sexes.
How do they know? Because I don't know, that's how they break it down. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Wow, I shouldn't have sampled that recreational weed. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Debbie.
Came in Steen Hatchie with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
They made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Now Milton.
It's a monster.
Storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
The National Guard, as well as specialized search and rescue team.
Keeping you on top of every storm.
Here we go again.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch or Radiant Credit Union.
We appreciate the storm information.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Thursday's broadcast, MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell reports. She was talking about Kamala Harris, and she said, it's a bit of a balancing act. The president, vice president, responding to the hurricane, especially she wanted to be part of the crisis response. Yeah, she wanted to be part of it. Why now? That's political, right? She never grabbed the phone and dialed up Governor DeSantis for all the other hurricane storms, deadly storms that have crossed this state in the last 3.5 years. This was purely motivated. Stop running defense for her, Andrea. And that, my friends, is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.